This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, came up with the cash flow quadrant. It's a simple diagram that shows that the four ways we can make money are as an employee, self-employed, business owner, or investor. Now, building true wealth really happens when we move from being an employee or self-employed to becoming a business owner or investor. Self-employed is better than being an employee in that you can work for yourself, but you're still trading time for money and paying high taxes. When you become a business owner, you create systems and delegate work so that you don't have to actively work as much. As Kiyosaki says, business owners can leave their business for a year or more and return to find their business more profitable and running better than when they left it. And then investors purchase assets like real estate and company shares to make money work for them. Again, it's all about making your money work for you instead of working for money. I started my employee journey when I graduated from college back when I was 21 years old, but then I realized that I didn't want to be stuck in the 9-to-5 cycle forever. So I started trying out side hustles and I also invested in real estate. That's how I've been able to retire from the 9-to-5 with 34 rental units and multiple income streams. So today we're going to go over 8 side hustle ideas that can help you build your passive income. So let's get started. The first side hustle is selling low content books on Amazon KDP. So Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing is a platform that allows you to self-publish and sell your own books, both in digital and print formats on Amazon. Now, instead of writing a whole book, which is a lot of work, people are selling low content books. And these books have minimal or no content inside. And I'm talking planners, journals, notebooks, coloring books, and more. That means you don't have to be an expert in writing because you're selling materials that your customers will fill out. And you don't need to worry about physical copies either. Amazon's going to fulfill all your orders for you. That means they'll print, pack, and ship the orders for you when you get sales. So if you want to get started, first, you'll need to create and format your book according to KDP guidelines. You can even hire on Fiverr to get it all formatted nicely. Once it's ready, you can create an account on KDP, upload your book, set the pricing, and publish it paperback if it's something people write in like a notebook. Signing up is completely free and anyone anywhere in the world can get started. As for pricing, low content books typically sell between $4 and $12 and paperback royalties are typically around 60% of the list price. I would say Amazon KDP has a lot of passive income potential because once your products are out there, it stays out there forever and you generate income every time people buy your products, even without your involvement. So make sure you rack up reviews, which will be one of the biggest things. So try to get as many reviews during launch and utilize social media platforms, author websites, book promotions, and book bloggers to spread the word. Number two, you can create your own YouTube channel. Now, YouTube does require effort, but it's been one of the most rewarding side hustles I've pursued. You can make money through ad revenue, affiliate marketing, sponsorships, products, and more. In terms of monetization, to start earning from YouTube ads, you're gonna need to hit 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours. For ads, creators earn about 55% of the revenue on their channels. So for every $100 an advertiser pays, Google pays $55 to the creator, while YouTube takes 45%. But again, there are other ways to monetize aside from ad revenue as well. You'll be creating content for your audience, researching your topics, crafting your scripts, editing your videos, designing those eye-catching thumbnails. And I know this is a lot, but if you delegate a lot of this out, it can be a lot less work than you think. For example, you can hire people to do research, to write thumbnails, to edit videos, and more. People even create faceless YouTube channels where they still make money without them being the ones making the videos. You could hire out everything and start making money that way. And here's the cool part. Once your content is out there, it stays out there forever. That's why it's so important to create evergreen content that stays relevant that people will continuously want to watch. If the YouTube algorithm keeps pushing your content to viewers, you're going to earn passive income in no time. The next side hustle is for people who love taking photos and it's to sell stock photography. So selling stock photography is all about providing high quality images for people to buy and use in their own content like blog posts, websites, flyers, and more. And the key to success is to take pictures that have commercial value. So that could be people doing everyday things, travel destinations, food, nature, business ideas, and more. There are platforms out there that allow you to sell your photography online, and every time someone uses your images, you can get royalties. The sales will vary depending on the rates of different websites, the number of downloads, and more. But by using existing platforms, it'll be much easier to get sales without much promotion, and you'll be able to make money passively. As an example, JMO of JMO Images makes $550 per month just selling his photos, and the main places he lists them include Shutterstock, Adobe Stock, iStock Photo, Dreamstime, Most Photos, Deposit Photos. This is all based on the article he had put up. And also, I noticed Canva is now allowing people to sell their stock photography online, so there's a lot of places that you can list your photos. It's good to have photography knowledge and decent equipment, but there are also sites like Stockamo or Fope that specifically target iPhone stock photography, so you can use your mobile phone and then do basic photo editing for touch-ups. As a tip, to boost your chances of success, you want to check out popular trends, look for gaps in the market, and figure out what buyers want, and this can help you take photos that are more in demand and bring in more cash. So if you're a professional photographer or you have the knack for taking photos, it can be a worthwhile thing to try selling stock photography. The next side hustle idea is to sell digital products on Etsy. A lot of people sell handmade goods on Etsy, but they don't know that you can sell digital products, which is even better. Selling digital products on platforms like Etsy can be a great way to generate passive income. Now, when I say digital products, I mean printable items like PDFs or editable Photoshop templates and more. When you receive orders, Etsy will automatically fulfill them for you, and they send the digital file you listed right away to the customer. And the great thing is you can do this with low capital. I made over $30,000 doing this, and most of this is profit, and that's because I didn't have to buy product or ship anything. Instead, I made Photoshop templates and Microsoft Word templates for things like photo shoot mini session templates, wedding card templates, resume templates, and more. So if you're interested, what you need to do is research popular niches and digital products on Etsy. This is going to help you find potential gaps in the market and understand what customers are looking for. So for example, if you love cooking and you want to make money out of it, you can potentially sell cookbooks and recipes on Etsy. Or you can even have a meal plan calendar or something like that that you can give people to fill out. Then you want to make a digital product, which you can do on Photoshop or Canva. I have a tutorial on making Canva printables on my YouTube channel, so go ahead and check that out. And then consider the layout, typography, and any visual elements that can enhance the overall appeal of your product. And then you'll want to open an Etsy shop and choose a shop name. And once you're done with all that, you're going to put up a listing. Listings cost 20 cents for 4 months, and there are other small fees if you get sales. But other than that, setting up a shop is free. So it's low cost to start. It's way better than starting a brick and mortar shop where you have to rent a physical location, buy inventory, and hope that you'll market it enough for sales. Now in your listing, you also want to make sure to include photos and apply best SEO practices to optimize your title, description, tags, and create quality digital products. To set pricing, research the pricing of similar digital products on Etsy to determine a competitive yet profitable price for your products. Keep in mind the amount of effort you put into each product, the quality of your content, and the perceived value for your customers when you're pricing your products. And just like any other business, you want to make sure you're producing high quality stuff that people will keep buying from you. Again, I have several videos on this channel talking about how to make passive income with Etsy. And if you want more information on how to rank your listings and get sales, I also have a course called The Etsy Entrepreneur that helps you make passive income through selling digital products. I'll leave the links in the description below so you can check them out. Side hustle number 5 is to start a laundromat business. Laundromats are great businesses to start, but they do require capital to begin with. According to NerdWallet, you can expect to spend anywhere from $200,000 to $500,000 to open an average size laundromat. But if you buy an existing one and improve upon it, which I recommend, it'll cost less. Because I've seen plenty of laundromats listed for under $200,000, and many owners do actually offer seller financing. So make sure to look into that. I know this because I've done my own research on this business, as it's still one of my goals to purchase one. For the laundromat machines, commercial grade top loading washing machines could cost up to $1,000, while the front loading models might be from $700 to $2,000, and then dryers can cost several thousand. So again, try to find a laundromat that already has existing quality machines. So how much can you potentially earn from a laundromat? You're looking at about $5,000 to $25,000 per month in income. I know that's a huge range because it really depends on location, if you have a place with good foot traffic, and then how big your laundromat is and how high quality the machines are. And then you can increase the income by adding extra things like ATMs, snack machines, and stuff like that. Buying boring businesses is very lucrative because there will generally be a need for this type of service. Laundromats are valued based on a multiple of their net income, with a typical multiple in the 3.5 to 5 range. The great thing about laundromats is it's self-service, but there's still going to be active work because you need to collect the coins, clean the place, make any necessary repairs with the machines. Now, that's why you'll eventually want to pay for a manager if you can handle it to make things passive, which will shift you from self-employed to business owner as you'll be building the systems to make it hands-off. Side hustle number 6, you can sell shirts on merch on demand. So merch on demand is a print on demand service where designers upload their original artwork and designs onto various products like t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more. It doesn't have upfront costs to get started, so I don't have to buy, track, and prepare any inventory. And most importantly, when I get an order, Amazon will print, fulfill, and ship the orders for me. So Amazon will take their cut and you'll get paid in royalties. It's a great way to make passive income. I've actually made over $50,000 profit doing this, and I haven't touched the platform in about 5 years. It did take a lot of work initially to build up to that point, but it pays off in the passive income it grants you if you get shirts that rank and sell. So for you to start, you want to create your merch on demand account, niche down, and identify your target audience. You can think of current trends, your hobbies, or specific themes like birthdays and occupations. Next, you want to create eye-catching and original designs that resonate with your chosen niche. You can use graphic design software like Canva or Photoshop, or you can hire freelance designers if you're not comfortable with the design work. You just want to make sure that they create original designs, because you do run into the chance of them taking something off of Google and just slapping it on a shirt. So make sure it is original if you hire out. You'll also want to write up the title and descriptions for the listings, and then you want to try to get it ranking on Amazon to get sales. Now, if you're curious about it, I do have a 20-minute free tutorial on how to start on my YouTube channel, so go ahead and check that out on my channel. I share my best practices in creating designs, checking for trademarks, setting up listings, pricing tips, and more. Number 7, you can rent out your car on Turo. So Turo is a peer-to-peer car rental marketplace that lets car owners earn money by renting out their vehicles to individuals who need temporary transportation. I've actually rented cars on Turo before. It's been extremely convenient during travels. There are people who make Turo their full-time business by buying a fleet of cars to rent out. Now, is this a passive business? I would say that the handing off of the keys and the cleaning of cars does make the business less passive. But if you have an operator or manager for your business, you can make it more hands-off. And that's, again, the shift of being self-employed to being a business owner. You can make between $30 a day to even over $100 a day with your car, depending on the model and year of your car and where you're located. So to get an estimate, you can check out Turo's car calculator tool that gives you an estimate. Last but not least, side hustle number 8 is renting out your spaces on Neighbor. So Neighbor is like Airbnb, but for storage, where you can list different types of spaces. You can list your closet or your shed or even garage parking for cars, boats, and RVs. People need these spaces to store their stuff, especially when they're renovating or moving and traveling. As an example, we're leaving to Asia for 3 to 4 months and we're gonna need a place to store our car. So we might even look into Neighbor to do so. And the reason why I say that is we do plan on renting out our primary home on Airbnb potentially. So if we're gonna do that, we also need to move our car to a different space because this one doesn't have a garage. Now, according to this article, here are some potential earnings for every space you may have. So garages can earn between $100 to a whopping $600 per month. Driveways can earn $50 to $150 per month. Sheds can earn $50 to $200 per month. And parking spaces can earn $50 to $300 per month. It all might vary depending on the size and location of your place. Neighbor is free for people who want to list their spaces, and you can also pay for a protection plan if you are worried about your spaces and properties. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed this list of side hustle ideas that can make you passive income. When you're choosing one of these side hustles, you want to make sure you're going to enjoy your time with it, because you might get burnt out. If you want that passive income, it does require the upfront dedication. Like, people always think, oh, passive income, I'm just going to make money automatically. But it's really not like that. Passive income, in my opinion, is upfront work, then reap the benefits, but you might still need to do a little bit of maintenance from time to time here and there.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.